Dr. Lori Yarrow.
I'm a chiropractor and I'm the director of Laser Living Toronto.
I've been a chiropractor for 11 years, and previous to that, I was an athletic therapist. My first degree in exercise science, and I specialized in sports injuries. I got to spend 4 years on courts and in wet, soggy fields, picking up broken down athletes, taping them up, you know, really, really getting to see injuries and rehab. Then I chose to go into chiropractic. Funny enough, I had been seeing a chiropractor since I was quite young because I had a curve in my spine, and that care made a tremendous difference in my health. But it was such a part of my life. I just went once a month and got adjusted that it never even occurred to me to enter that profession. So when I finished my athletic therapy, and then look, did I want to go in sports medicine or do research or continue in athletic therapy or something else? I looked at what I wanted out of my life and what my philosophy was. I wrote out all these things and I realized, well, that is really the chiropractic model of health, that health is a very vitalistic thing, that we have an inner vitality and that is what heals us. We heal ourselves. Chiropractic philosophy is very simple. It's that the brain is the main coordinator of the body. It sends its signals to the body through the spinal cord and all the nerves. And if somehow that those signals going out are being interfered with or a little mumble jumbled up, the body's not going to work to its full potential. And that's when we start to get strain and dysfunction. So the chiropractor's role, remove that interference from the nervous system, let the body heal itself. I went into chiropractic, it was 4 years, graduated. My first couple of years, I was a very much, you could say, like a traditional chiropractor, but I became disenchanted with it. I felt like people were coming in once a month or 2 weeks or whatever. I always need L5 adjusted, or I always need this adjusted, and I really felt like they weren't healing, like they weren't moving forward. I know sometimes we call it maintenance care, but I wasn't quite satisfied with that. Having all that science now behind me since I first looked at my philosophy, I thought, well, if we have this body that's so intelligent, why doesn't it correct itself? Like, why do we need the chiropractor to do that? Yes, the body might sprain an ankle or picking up your kids or whatever we're doing, driving, bad posture, but then why doesn't the body just self-correct? The body actually does want to be in balance. It's much more energy efficient. Then I started looking at, well, is there a way, let's say the body's out of balance, that we can train at least through the neuromusculoskeletal system, the nerves that go to the muscles and the muscles that will move our bones. Is there a way to train that to do the adjustment on its own? Because if that happens, the body then learns something new. Then if that body goes out of alignment again, well, that pathway should kick in and self-correct it. So I started looking at different techniques and models, even outside of chiropractic. And what I started to see was there was a simultaneous shift in people. People came in much more educated because of the internet. They're not blindly following some doctor's advice or therapist's advice. They're much more educated, but they are a rather instantaneous gratification-based society. They want to see results. Maybe they don't expect a miraculous overnight cure, but they expect results. They're not just going to keep coming and coming and coming. The other thing is that they are a little bit more skeptical and cynical because a generation which generally is more concerned about their health, I would like to say 30, 35 to 50, 55, they're still very active and they have careers. They're very motivated to stay healthy. They have tried a lot of things. They've tried massage, they've tried chiropractic, they've tried acupuncture, they've gone the drug route, they've tried all of these things. And the reality is that they've all played a role and they all do play a role, but they'll try just one thing and then that won't work and they'll try something else. Until they're brought together and they're complementing each other, the person's body is not actually learning anything new. Again, it's some outside-in kind of therapy. So eventually they just go into their old pattern. I looked at, well, how could, you know, A, assemble people who we could create a kind of model that would work where we look at someone and I'll give you an example.
Let's say your knee hurts. You come in, I've got knee pain. You might say it came on sort of gradually. I was doing some activities, I bent down, and ooh, I felt my knee lock. Ever since then, it's been stiff, it's been sore, it's been swollen. We're gonna do a bunch of tests. I like to see objective evidence. Generally, so does the public. So we do a lot of computerized tests. We do these tests down the spine. Let's see what those nerve signals are telling your body. We do strength testing, so we'll test the upper and lower body. Are there imbalances from right to left, from front to back? Maybe that's part of what happened. We have this great force plate that's all computerized. We have someone stand on it, walk across it. If they're athletic, we have them jog across it. We have them squat on it. We see how the mechanics are coming from the bottom up. We do another test to see how's blood flow going in the body. Maybe you've got these deep, deep pockets of inflammation. Maybe you've got areas that don't have enough blood flow. That's why you've always got that knot in there. We can put the whole picture together. It's like peeling the layers off an onion. We can say, okay, this is what's going on. How are we going to approach that? Because quite often it's like, you know, what we need to do, we need to start with massage, maybe one or two sessions. And then we're going to get you started on these home exercises. Then we'll recheck. Now we might need to do a little bit of adjusting as well as some laser because of the inflammation. And let's look at your nutrition. Do you have the building blocks from your food to actually heal? We can put it all together so the person isn't trying basically to put that together on their own and manage it on their own. I find that people are really responsive to the idea of, how about getting your body to realign? How about getting your body to correct those imbalances? We'll support the knee so that your knee heals, because it is inflamed, it is a bit strained. We'll do some laser on it. We're also going to teach your body how to correct that imbalance that caused your knee pain in the first place. That's basically the model that we're using. So it's definitely a model for a more motivated person, like who does not just want someone to do everything for them. We have folks in here who are not like active, they're not athletes. They're active enough to say, yeah, I will do those exercises at home, and I'm willing to make some changes in order to keep myself healthy. It's kind of like the difference between someone who goes and gets their teeth cleaned and goes and gets a dental checkup versus someone who waits for a crisis. It is a different philosophy. Definitely this philosophy and this model works for people who they want to be proactive. They say, I want this knee pain gone. It's a hassle. I'm waking up stiff and sore, and I'm worried. I'm worried that maybe it's getting arthritic. But at the same time, they say, and I want to make sure that doesn't come back. And now I really see the value of my health. We do have what's called surface electromyography. It's non-invasive. So we're using sensors that are actually picking up the nerve signals from the brain down out to the muscles. Because, of course, that's where all the signals are going, whether it's an ankle problem, knee problem, hip problem, whatever. Then we do something called thermography that measures the autonomic nerves, which control blood vessel diameter. And it's that idea, are we having too much blood flow and inflammation? Are we having problem with not enough blood flow? We do what's called digital inclinometry. So this is interesting because this is basically measuring how a person is moving, but we measure it digitally. Someone might say, oh yeah, I can touch my toes, but their back isn't moving at all. Maybe all the motion's coming from their hips or even from their middle back slouching forward. We see where there's hidden deep muscles that are really tight. Then we use a different kind of pressure cuff, and that's how we measure strength. What we're doing is, for instance, if I was measuring my leg, I would have the person push up as hard as they can, and I would get a pressure reading. Then I'm checking, you know, right to left, front to back, in upper and lower body. Now we can see, okay, here's where this is weak, this is weak, this is tight, this is deep, deep contracted, and this has got normal flexibility. What do we need to target here? Maybe with massage. And then we have something objective where we can then measure after. You've done this, now let's see what that's like. Has that changed? No. Okay, that's not the thing you need. Let's try something else. What is it that's gonna do it for you, you know? Then we have the force plate, which is a whole gait analysis, analyzing especially from the hip and knee, how that's going over the foot. And I do that for a lot of people who don't even necessarily have lower limb pain, but they just, maybe they're starting running. Of course, we do also use that if someone needs a custom orthotic, because then this company takes all this data and they make a three-dimensional computer model and actually a wooden model of that person's foot. So then when they make the orthotic to correct it, they have that foot to test to make sure the foot will adapt to the orthotic. And people, they get their orthotics and they say they can put it in and wear it right away. There's no breaking in. There's no like, oh, it hurts, I can't wear it. My greatest challenge is just overcoming the idea of what is laser. Because people associate laser with surgery, so it's scary, or with aesthetics, hair removal, wrinkles, this type of thing. Therapeutic laser, this is called low-level laser therapy. Our laser comes from a company called Theralase, which is a Canadian company. They're a very solid company, a lot of integrity, a lot of research in R&D. Laser therapeutically has been around since 1965, but this is a new generation of laser. It's used in a lot of professional athletes in Toronto and in the States, but again, not very common in private practice. It's all about delivering this light energy to cells that are trying to heal. I tell people it's like a plant. Plant takes in sunshine, it converts that light energy to chemical energy, and it uses those chemicals to grow, to repair, to protect itself. So the body does that. If the body's got an injury and it's not healing, maybe because we're irritating it, and it doesn't have the energy to really kick that healing mechanism. The light delivers the energy, and it's in the correct frequency to stimulate some molecules in the cells called chromophores, and those absorb the light and they rotate and boom, they start the natural healing process. It's anti-inflammatory, it's pain reducing, so it's endorphins. It stimulates new blood vessels to come into that area. Immune cells come in and gobble up damaged debris, and new cells called fibroblasts come in and lay down new tissue. So the results with this are unbelievable, like almost too good to be true, and it's a natural healing still. There's no heating, so there's no side effects. I can't hurt someone with the laser. From my perspective, one of the challenges before I started using this, you've got this chronic strain in your knee or your back or your shoulder. Sometimes it's so deep we can't get to it. It's too deep for ultrasound, it's too deep for IFC. Acupuncture, it helps, but again, because it's so deep. Whereas the laser penetrates 4 inches. Now the body can really start to balance out. Myself and our two registered massage therapists are certified in laser. To use the laser, it's in the scope of practice of massage therapy as well as chiropractic, physiotherapy as well. We did go through a certification process to know how to use it, of course, for different areas of the body, different body types and ages. We need to modify the settings. Why did you become a chiropractor? Usually people have some kind of personal story. You know, and I do too. I had a curve in my spine, but they didn't know I had it. But I was getting all kinds of bad headaches. I was blacking out. They tested me for a gazillion things. And my father's chiropractor, one day he brought it up and said, why don't you bring her in? Brought me in. He x-rayed my spine, even though